Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood anxiety fighter. Ever feel like you're juggling a million things at once, and the to-do list just keeps growing longer? Like you're drowning in deadlines, demands, and that constant nagging feeling of, I need to do more. Well, trust me, you are not alone. We live in a world that glorifies busyness, but let's be real, constant stress and overwhelm are not the path to success or happiness. So today, we're diving deep into how to cope with those feelings of being stretched too thin, overwhelmed, and on the verge of burnout. Because taking control of your stress is crucial, not just for surviving but for truly thriving. First things first, let's get real about what triggers our stress. Often, it's not just the big, scary events that throw us off balance, but those little everyday stressors. That traffic jam on your way to work, that email you dread opening, even feeling like you don't have enough time for yourself. These tiny things can add up and create a massive snowball effect. Ever feel like your brain is just constantly buzzing with to-dos, even when you're trying to relax? We gotta acknowledge those triggers and learn to manage them before they take over. Second, we need to talk about boundaries. This isn't about being selfish or saying no to everything, but about protecting your precious energy and mental space. You know that feeling when you try to please everyone and end up exhausted and resentful? Boundaries are like invisible fences that help us say no gracefully to things that don't serve us, so we can focus on what truly matters. Think of it as self-care, but with a little extra sass. Third, prioritize those feel-good moments. Remember when life was all about playing outside, building sandcastles, and chasing fireflies? It seems silly now, doesn't it? But seriously, we need to bring back that sense of playfulness and joy into our lives. Schedule in time for things that genuinely make you happy, whether it's reading a good book, dancing like nobody's watching, or simply taking a long walk in nature. Remember, stress can't take hold if you're too busy enjoying life. Next up, let's talk about mindfulness. It's not just some trendy buzzword, it's about bringing your full attention to the present moment. When we're constantly worrying about the future or dwelling on the past, we miss out on the beauty of right now. Try taking a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensations in your body, and noticing the sounds around you. It might sound simple, but it can be incredibly powerful for calming your racing thoughts and finding a sense of peace. Finally, remember to be kind to yourself. We put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect, productive, and always on. But that's just setting ourselves up for failure. It's okay to have off days, to make mistakes, and to need some time to recharge. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Okay, picture this. You're at work, swamped with emails, deadlines looming, and that nagging feeling of being utterly overwhelmed. Suddenly, your phone buzzes. It's a reminder for your yoga class. Remember those boundaries we talked about? Instead of pushing through the stress, you take a deep breath, close your laptop, and head to that yoga class. You leave feeling refreshed, centered, and ready to tackle the rest of your day with renewed energy. That, my friends, is the power of putting coping strategies into action. So, what's the takeaway here? It's not about eliminating stress altogether, because let's face it, life happens, but about managing it effectively so it doesn't manage you. Remember those five key takeaways. Acknowledge your triggers, set healthy boundaries, prioritize joy and playfulness, practice mindfulness, and be kind to yourself. Ready to take control of your stress? Share this episode with a friend who needs a little reminder that they're not alone. And don't forget to leave a review. It helps more people discover our little corner of the internet where we talk about conquering anxiety together. Until next time, keep fighting the good fight, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.